writers of the church very often had as a reference the scriptures, and particularly a Greek translation of both the Old and the New Testament. And what those early writers of the church discovered, that there was a sentence in the 10th chapter of the book of Isaiah the prophet that was also repeated in the 9th chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Romans. And that sentence is, God made his word short. He abbreviated it. God made his word short. He abbreviated it. And I would suggest to you that that one sentence is as good a description of the feast we celebrate as any we could come across. For what those early teachers in the church knew was that the Word of God had multiple meanings. As the Gospel tells us, the Word of God is the second person of the Trinity. The Word of God is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in union with the Father, existing before all things are made. The Word of God is the very presence and power of the living God. And that Word is made short. That Word is made small. That Word is made so small that it can't fit into a manger. That Word is made so short that it can be held in the arms of a mother. That Word comes among us as an infant child. God made his word short. Now, the second meaning of the word is the word of Scripture. And you and I, who read and reflect on the Scripture, know that the Scriptures are long, and they're involved, and they're complicated. So this second person of the Trinity took flesh in Jesus Christ. He made the word of the Scriptures short. The lawyer comes to him and says, "Teacher, tell me, what must I do to gain eternal life?" And Jesus says to him, "Well, you know the law, what is written in the law." So he tells him what's written in the law. He tells him the commandments. And Jesus says to him, "This is the great commandment. This is the law. This is the word. You will love the Lord your God with all your mind, all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you will love your neighbor." On these words stand all the prophets and all the law. Jesus made the word short. Jesus abbreviated the word. And why was the word made short? So that you and I could grasp hold of it. So that you and I could take it to ourselves. So that you and I could hold fellowship, see him, embrace him. And so he's small, so that he won't cause us fear, he won't cause us anxiety, he won't cause us to stand on the sideline, he won't cause us to doubt our will. He has made himself so small that no one can possibly be great. And in so doing, we ought to have learned a lesson. And the lesson we ought to have learned is the lesson that the angel sought to teach the shepherds on the night of his birth. We bring you tidings of great joy, for on this day in the city of David, a Savior is born, who is Christ the Lord. And this is the sign, you will find him as a babe, wrapped in rags, lying in a manger. The sign of the Word made flesh, the sign of the Word made short, the sign of the Word abbreviated, the sign of God's presence among us is found in what is little, is found in what is considered unimportant.